Big Meg, the story of the largest and most mysterious predator that ever lived. Written by Tim Flannery and Emma Flannery, and read by Emma Flannery. When I was 16, I found something that changed my life. It was 1973, the wettest year then recorded in Australia, and the desert heart of the continent was transformed into an inland sea. Cooper Creek and the Warburton River flowed like the Mississippi, and Lake Eyre, usually a vast dry salt pan, filled with fresh water, with pelicans, and with other aquatic life. In my home state of Victoria, floods ripped through the landscape, carrying away soil and crops and livestock, leaving behind fields of debris and rubble. In those days, I was a keen fossil hunter, and I knew that the floods might unearth hidden treasures last seen when Earth was a younger and different place. My favourite fossil hunting grounds were in Western Victoria. There, the floods had been monumental and merciless, destroying houses, farms, and sheds, and carrying off countless flocks of sheep and herds of cattle. It was a bright summer day when I made my great discovery. The floods had subsided, leaving the creek I was prospecting scoured and filled with pebbly shoals. I was walking along the bank when I saw, in shallow water, a large triangular shape nestled among the pebbles. I scampered down the slope and picked it up. As if in a dream, I realized that I was holding a huge tooth. I knew instantly what it was. I had read about such things and even seen examples in museums. But I never dreamed that I'd be fortunate enough to find one. This tooth had once been in the mouth of a shark known as Otodus megalodon, the largest predator that ever lived, a mighty species that had been extinct for millions of years. The fossil was large enough to cover my palm. Its silken chestnut-brown enamel shone brilliantly in the sunshine. So magical did it appear that I handled it gently, not daring to put it down in case it disappeared. Years later, when I visited that creek, I discovered the partial skeleton of a whale eroding from the bank just upstream from where I made my find. I knew that the megalodon preyed on whales, and I suspect that the flood had ripped my tooth from the sediment around the skeleton, where it had been dropped as the shark tore into its prey. Courtesy of volcanic activity, which had elevated the entire region, the site was now well inland, 100 kilometres from the sea. It was dizzying to think that 10 million years ago, the largest predator ever to exist had swum where I then walked. I still have that great tooth. It's my talisman of time travel and one of my most treasured possessions. I've spent countless hours tracing its fate from the moment it fell from the shark's mouth to the moment, half a century ago, when I spotted it in the creek bed. In my mind's eye, I see the tooth tumbling from the shark's mouth as it crunched down on the carcass of the whale, before sashaying through the water and falling to the bottom.